Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Starseed Radio Academy, empowering Starseed to better serve the planet.
Welcome to Starseed Radio Academy. It's Tuesday, July 3rd, 2012, and I'm your host, Arielle Taylor, with my co-hosts Lavendar, Sierra, and Anastasia. If you've missed our last few shows, we've been delighted to welcome Anastasia to our radio team since she's been with us since before Starseed Hotline was born. We've got a lot of great things for you this evening, starting with our new Starseed News segment with Anastasia, bringing current event topics of interest to Starseed, including UFOs and astronomical happenings. And tonight's lead story is about the discovery of magnetic portals connecting the sun and the earth. Now, if you heard last week's show about the Teton meetings that are taking place right now inside the Grand Teton Mountains in Wyoming, there are galactic councils from many different races who gather twice a year to discuss the empowerment of Earth's evolution. Aspects of past meetings will be revealed in Lavendar's information about crystal implants coming up later in the show. And as our longtime listeners know, Lavendar tells it like it is, so hang on to your galactic hat for this one. We want to thank Chris for hosting the switchboard this evening, and we invite you to call in with questions or comments tonight, and that number is 917-889-8292. Then remember to press 1 on your keypad so we know you want to come on the air. If you like our show, we encourage you to click follow on our show page. You'll get our show notices, and it will help promote our show and guests. And then remember to tell a few friends about us. For our new listeners, our main site is starseedhotline.com, where we have a lot of vital information for Starseed in our vault of knowledge. The entire site is coded for Starseed activation. We also have a support forum for Starseed at starseedhotline.ning.com. And we'd also like to thank Rose and Sahar for their continuing great work and dedication on behalf of our Starseed Forum. You can also find us on iTunes if you'd like to download our shows to go. We'll get started in just a moment, but first I'd like to let you know that if you want to contact us privately, the toll-free number for our website is 888-881-0881. Our Stage 1 Starseed confirmations are based on Lavendar's discovery of star markings in your natal astrological chart, and the Stage 2 session is a one-on-one phone session available with Lavendar, Anastasia, or myself. We now offer a Stage 4 support service with Sierra for readings, especially with contactees and abductees. And if you have a birthday coming up, you should know when your 10 hours of power will occur by getting your solar return timing. And please allow 2 weeks ahead of time to make sure you get it in time. And now I'd like to introduce my co-hosts, Lavendar, Sierra, and Anastasia. Welcome, ladies.
Good evening, hello, everyone.
Lavendar here, ready to hear from you, Anastasia. I hear you have a great report for us tonight.
Well, yes, I do. Are we ready for that?
We're ready for it.
All right. Well, before we start with that, I just want to thank everybody that wrote to me last week. I want to thank our Starseed listeners because they gave me wonderful feedback and shared some of their stories that were happening with them. I want to thank Chris, who reported sightings of lights and orange orbs in the Wyoming skies. That was fascinating. Orange orbs are often encountered with UFO sightings, incidentally. And I want to thank Ashley, who happened to be in New York the weekend of the sightings, and as we talked about last week, and she shared her sighting of a very unusual cloud along with some meaningful personal experiences. And that was great. Ashley, thank you. And I want to thank Irma, who gave me a link to a most interesting video of a UFO coming up behind a firefighting helicopter over the Colorado fires. Have any of you here seen that or heard about it? Lavendar, Arielle, Sierra?
But I want to.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm going to tell you. Well, let me tell you a little bit about it. It's wild. Now, the video appears to be taken from a television set. Somebody was taping their TV screen, like during a news investigation or news footage. And it's a clear shot of a large ovoid object. It's oval. And it certainly bears further investigation. You know, some people are going to say, well, it's a drone, well, it's this, well, it's that. It's clearly not an airplane. It's clearly not a drone because due to its size, it seems unlikely to be a drone. It's very large. And frankly, it looks like a saucer. It's a very clear clip. And you can find the video on YouTube by just searching the title, Waldo Canyon Fire UFO, Waldo Canyon Fire UFO. This was over Walden Canyon in the recent Colorado fires. So fascinating. You can see the disc behind the helicopter and then just speeding up, moving in front of the disc and moving out of the view of vision right there on the television screen. So they were, film crews were filming this helicopter putting out fires, and the UFO snuck up behind it and shot off to the left of the screen. It's really amazing. So everybody check that out, Waldo Canyon Fire UFO on YouTube. Now, as to the daylight fatigue syndrome that we talked about last week, I want to thank Janice from way over in China. She wrote to me and affirmed her bout of daylight fatigue. And I also heard from Cindy and Nancy and a whole lot of others who are telling me that when the sun goes down, they come alive again. So people are feeling fatigued at night. This just isn't my standard clients, light workers and all. A lot of people are complaining about this. These are starseed listeners who are telling me they're having the same problem. And so I'm kind of coming to believe that for many light workers in starseed, the magnetic emissions from the sun may be affecting the way some of us feel physically, which is all very highly, highly metaphysical and interesting as we talk about our new spot tonight and talk about some other things on the other side of the show. Tomorrow's the 4th of July, and we celebrate our freedom. And as light workers in starseed, we may want to take a look at what we're doing with our energy to bring in the light of divine presence to lift the planet up from some of the things that are going on. So all of that, believe it or not, connects to the light of the sun. And right now we almost had a large X flare. That's the biggest flare that the sun puts out. Came out of a sunspot that erupted yesterday. So it was technically an M5.6 class solar flare, but that's huge. And it did cause geomagnetic storms in the upper Earth's atmosphere. It didn't directly come toward Earth, but it gave a glance. And we all know that there's a huge heat wave going on right now all over the country. It was 118 heat index here for several days in a row, insufferable for most of the country. And so, you know, we could say it's a high pressure, but we also have to take a look at what's going on with the sun. And all of that, again, I think is high metaphysics. So they have recently found, this is what's exciting, you know, we lightworkers, starseed, we know all about portals. We use them all the time in our energetic work, connecting with our guides and teachers. We understand that's how, you know, our galactic family comes through to us, and we understand portals. We know they're real. Science has always laughed at that and said it's science fiction, but recently they have to admit once again that they've learned something that they didn't know, and that is that portals are real. And they have discovered that there is a hidden portal, magnetic portals, that connect the Earth to the sun. Now I want to talk to you for just a second about the sun. You know, it's a big magnet, and the Earth's magnetic field is about 100 times weaker than the sun, and the sun is about, if I can recall, about 93 million miles away. And so it has long been believed that we attract the magnetism from the sun sort of by osmosis, that when the sun radiated or when there were solar flares that projected outward, hurled outward in space, that the Earth sort of absorbed that like a sponge. It just sort of, you know, melded into us through solar winds or whatever, recognizing that the Earth's magnetic field gives some resistance, but nevertheless, when the flares hit, it's been assumed that it was sort of absorbed naturally. But they've discovered that that's not true, that the way that we receive energy from the sun is through these hidden portals. And I just think that's fascinating to hear science admit that. Now, we put out a video to that on our announcement letter, and I hope that some of you were able to look at that video. I know it's from NASA, and I know it's science, and it's, you know, really right-brained and all of that. But what I thought was very interesting was the scientific discovery of portals and the way that the sun's energy reaches us. Now, interestingly, these portals open up approximately every 8 minutes. But they say that they're unpredictable. They can open large or small, and they're not steady. They're brief and very dynamic, changing very much. And so they are sending a lot of probes. Various nations and collectives are probing the sun at this point. There's just a lot of research going on with solar activity, which I find to be very interesting. In any event... Yeah, and I'll take a breath here and let everybody rest their ears.
What I saw in the video was that if you can imagine like a wave coming from the sun, and then the Earth's magnetic field is also like a wave, and when they crisscross,
that's right. It's the X point.
It's the intersection. Those two things that causes the portal, and where do the portals take us? That's a good question. I am sure that this is just the tip of the iceberg, and that the ETs know exactly how to use them, surf on them, take advantage, even control. But right now, it's just good to know that NASA and the man, Professor, starts with SC.
Scudder.
Scudder, that's right.
Mm-hmm.
Has actually come out with this, you know, the scientific left
way to
brain
prove it.
Stamp of approval. And like, oh,
yes,
this is real now because we say so.
I'm glad you got that point, and I hope everybody else did too, because that really is the point. Not only is it interesting in our 3D terms, but in the terms of our spiritual lives, there it is. I mean, they're real. Science has found them. And, you know, what's the difference between energy is energy. So whether we're talking about energy from the sun, or whether we're talking about energy in a spiritual sense, light is light, protons are protons. And a portal by one name is a portal by any other name. So
right.
It has significance to us as practitioners and light workers and starseed that work with this energy to make connections and to balance the earth and to do the work that we do, all of that. So I thought that was very exciting. It's an aha moment.
It is.
And we can kind of grin and say, well, we told you so. So it's just kind of fun, you know. So that is a wonderful thing. And so I guess that about covers it in the news section, and if we have time, we'll talk about some other stuff on the other side of the show.
Okay, and if anyone, we have a lot of callers on the switchboard already. If anyone has any comment or question on the portals before we move on to the next topic, you can go ahead and call in. We usually wait till the end of the show, but since the crystal implant feature is going to be almost an hour long, if you have a chance now, boys and girls, if you have a question or a comment about the magnetic portals or anything that we've discussed to this point, to press 1 on your keypad, and we can talk about it now before we move on. Okay, going once.
I probably put him to sleep.
I just wanted to provide, well, you covered it so well that they're no questions about that. So I just wanted to give the opportunity because we're going to be really getting into it here. But I do want to set it up a little bit on 10-10-10, October 10th, 2010. We were in Hot Springs, Arkansas. Lavendar, myself, and some other members of our Starseed community. And we had our 10-10-10 ceremony on top of Mount Ida, and the energy was really, really strong. And the next day, we were in the hotel room, and Lavendar, you can correct me if I don't tell this quite right, but do you feel that you had a second energy in your second pineal, or was this just from your own adventures and writings and education and training throughout the years? Where did this come from?
I think it was a combination of a lot of things, but I I really do feel like that I had a frequency that came in that just allowed me to just speak this information. I know that after I heard it later, I didn't even remember saying it, so that ought to give you a clue.
Well, as I said in the intro, hang on to your galactic hat.
Well, before we start, though, I have a comment to make. I got several emails this week with people that are sending me pictures of marks on their body and marks on their thumbs, and they asked me if they've been to the Teton meetings, and it looks like several have. And our lady, a friend that we had on, Deborah, last week, she had one on her butt, and she sent me a picture of it, and it was a round circle with, like, I don't know how many markings were on it, but you could definitely tell that it wasn't just an ordinary rash or anything. It was in perfect circle. So if anybody is experiencing marks on their body, please email us and let us know. Send your comments to Anastasia, and she will give you the airtime next week. Okay?
Lavendark, did I mention to you that I saw a starseed had a meeting here recently, and they were telling me that two nights ago they got up in the morning to find out all their covers were at the bottom of the bed on the floor, and they never get tangled up in their covers, and said, look at this. I've got this weird thing on my thumb. And sure enough, I looked at it. It wasn't a red spot, but it's a bump, and it's on the inside of the thumb underneath.
Huh. Well, they come in all shapes and sizes, but the little red dots on the thumbs really is the indication of getting shot marks.
Okay. Well, this one was definitely a bump, but it was not red.
Okay.
All right. Well, just wanted to...
I mean, sometimes that happens. You have a little injection site reaction, and it can be like a bump, because I had one like that last week.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. And for those of you that maybe didn't hear the show last week, we were just saying that there's something like 36 million starseeds will be in attendance over the course of this week. And when you're done there, they give you a shot so that you don't remember, because you need to be able to function, and it's really for your own good, and you might have to take a vacation to just sit there and stare for a while if you didn't get those. So it's really something that you need. So that's the only the way you can look and see for little red dots, especially on your thumbs.
Well, I'd like to hear from everybody. Mm-hmm. I'd like to hear from anybody that's got that going on. Mm-hmm.
If you've noticed, or for the rest of this week, because the Teton meetings are going on until the 7th, and as Lavendar said last week, they started early this year because it's 2012. They usually don't start until the 1st, but they started early this year, and they're probably going to go longer because it's a major, major time in Earth's history. So if you do have reports like that, if you have any kind of marks or unusual happenings that might indicate you might have had a little adventure in the night, you just write an email to Anastasia@starseedhotline.com.
And be sure, everybody, to check when you get up in the morning. Have a look-see.
You know what happens to me? Sometimes what happens to me is, I'm not checking myself every morning and all that. But when you get in the shower and the hot water hits a place and it starts to sting, that will really bring your attention to that spot if you don't happen to, you know, see it right off the bat. At least that's what I found.
Well, that would work too.
Uh-huh.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. So are we ready, ladies?
We're ready.
Yep.
Okay. This is called Crystal Implants.
So today is October the 11th, 2010. My name is Lavendar. I'm here at the Arlington Hotel in Arkansas. Want to make a note that also we're on the 9th floor in room 911. And attendance today is my friend Deborah and my associate and best friend, Ariel, And therefore, I would like to say that I am so honored to have this connection today, and we have just spent some time out on Mount Ida. But today I'd like to focus on crystal implants and the crystal implant information that I think may be relevant to a lot of starseed on the planet, especially to those of us that have encountered implants throughout the years. And some come with instructions and some come without instructions. So I'd like to probably put them in categories and describe the different kinds of implants. First, I'd like to say the implants, there are several kinds of implants, and the ones I'm going to start with are the ones that you're born with in your blood. There are implants that are placed in DNA that do not activate until certain time codes go off later, either by transit of planetary energies or by combinations of different rays of harmonics. Some can be induced by electronic means. Some can be induced by trauma. Some can be induced by walk-ins. There's all forms of activation in the DNA of starseed. There isn't a set pattern because they fluctuate with the auric fields, with the bloodlines, and with the soul records. All this is in consideration whenever there is a activation of a crystal. I'm talking about the silica quartz crystal that was started in a bloodline. And we're going to talk about the ones now from Atlantis. And the reason I'm going to talk about the ones from Atlantis is because there's certain places on the planet when Atlantis went down, before it went down, there were five places on the planet where people left and went and coded crystals in other places on the planet. Therefore, they were time-released for bloodlines that would show up later, and in their blood crystals, in their star seed that they're carrying, would be activated. Now, a lot of people would be activated, but not knowing, since they don't have a manual, what all that means. And some of them, you know, might go crazy. Some of them might get enlightened. And some of them just might get drunk. I mean, I'm just giving you all the forms of when this happens, what happens to people, what decisions they make. And if they're carrying a gene that is counterproductive to the DNA crystal activation, you know, usually it'll just go da. It'll just stop. It'll cancel itself. Or it'll go 180 left rudder in another direction. So there's so many forms of activation with blood crystals, silica blood crystal activations. Now let me tell you how this started. In Atlantis, before the continent went down, and there was the misuse of crystal there, not only did they misuse the giant crystal, which controlled the weather, they had empowered themselves in their own blood crystals, and they had really knew how to activate the quartz that they were dealing with healing and manipulation and mind control. This thing got so out of hand, you know, that a major scrub had to happen, and it was, you know, unfortunate, but the decision was made to do that, and I won't go into why all that happened. But before that happened, there was a place that they always came to get their crystals. They mined their crystals out of this part of the country. This was above ground, and this was not under the ocean then. And this area of Arkansas is where they came to mine and take back the crystals that they used in Atlantis. So there was a group of really, really dedicated scientists and crystal workers that came to the mines, went back in, infused some codes that would be released later. How did they do this? They had a serum. They had a serum that was, you know, the junk DNA that they can't find out what that is. Well, that's part of the serum, and the serum was given to the shots to the people. The people got the shots, and in these shots, they were time released for certain periods of time. Believe it or not, some of them were coded for activations for different times that would happen that matched another experiment called Athena and the 96. And from Athena in the 96, after that came the programs of King Arthur in England and Mary Magdalene in France and René Le Château, and then some of the experiments out of Egypt, and then you go to Peru, to Lake Titicaca, and all these different places. These were all time, and the Native American Indians, they had their own separate codings, and that was just a huge mass experiment that came from Atlantis for the Native American Indians, because when they came up here to Arkansas, one of the first things they did was find some of the bloodlines that were already up here. And they coded them, and they said, okay, we're going to teach you something called seven generations. And seven generations turned into 14, and 14 turned into the next multiplication, and pretty soon they had 144,000. Okay? So that's how they started tracking the bloodlines, the crystals, the implants. This is how they did it, through serum. They did it through microscopic quartz crystal silica programming that happened. These were little bitty dots, no bigger than a pinhead in the blood. And they would be, and then they would activate and they would multiply and they would go on. And they had ways of, they had ways of reproducing themselves and multiplying and spreading throughout the world. And during the time before Jesus came as Jesus, at another experiment later, he was aboard ship, and he was part of the team that designed this bloodline. And the bloodline, the Jesus bloodline, was first, the first origination of it happened from Atlantis with the help of Arkansas crystals, with the help of the Native American Indians, and all of it just seemed to absolutely, come together. This was like orchestrated through bloodlines and timelines, and you see, the council meetings that happened before Atlantis went down, they had to have backup programs. Once they did this big atrocity, they had to secure bloodlines out of Atlantis. They had to secure the ones that were not in on the big deal. Okay, the big violations. Although, here's where some of the giant experiments came in. There was a group that said, we want the memory of what happened so it can never happen again. So there was a cluster of, like, I think there was 33 in that council meeting. And they said, okay, we're going to be responsible for one scientist. We're going to track him and soul, and he's going to have the opportunity to undo this mess. But we're going to be in his bloodline. We're going to be his teachers. We're going to track this sucker, because this is never happening again. Because a decision was made: do we take him to another planet and let him sprout there, or do we give him the chance to reconvene and set the story straight? So there were a lot of them in this category. I mean, we're talking about thousands, and they all took it upon themselves to say, "We'll be every time they go out of body, we'll be responsible for the navigation." It was a navigational ploy to help the souls not misuse the power of crystal. This was all done through the crystal brotherhoods that were aligned to Atlantis. Okay. And they had decided what was going to be happening in the other programs in England and France and the bloodlines. And then the reptilians showed up, and the Zetas showed up. And then, of course, all that, that's another story. I don't even want to get into that one, because I want to stay with what I'm saying. So the Native American Indians really kind of are the purest of the bloodlines that have to do with the Atlantean crystals. The Cherokees really got it. They really knew it. So even when the Trail of Tears happened in Georgia, and they, had their crystals, and they took their crystals, and they came through here on their way to Oklahoma, And as they crossed the crystal veins here, everybody's bloodline just got speeded up in light speed, because they were carrying it in their blood from there. But then when they got here, the light bulbs started going on, and so another whole thing happened for them. Okay, so back to the implants. I'm talking about the crystal implants, the natural. I say natural, they're, we think of them as natural, but really they were implants that were implanted a long time ago in the DNA. Now let's talk about artificial intelligence placement that comes to enhance that or cancel that. Okay, so you have a star seed that has the bloodline, that has the programs, has the DNA, has the cell memory, and has soul memory. You have a soul that has soul memory of all the connecting experiments, because there's experiments that are connected to one another because they all resonate to a soul group, and the soul group decides that it wants to go to France, or it wants to go to England or Italy, or be part of Christianity, you know, different, there's different, you know, they put their hands up and say, oh yeah, we want to go play there. Or you say, no, I never want to go back there. Don't ever take me back there. I'm done. I'm through. You really have the choice out of body to say that. That's why free will choice is so important for the experiments, all the experiments that are happening now. And why our Constitution and America was formed was because the freedom of choice and the freedom of speech, all that goes together with Ben and the boys, and won't go there. So now to the implants. So now we have artificial intelligence coming in, overlaying, and being placed in parts of the body. The silica implants mostly are placed in the brain. And the reason they're placed in the brain is because of the synapses, the connecting tissue, and the energies that run in your brain computer. A lot of silica implants are actually placed in other places in the body. It depends on who the person is. It depends on what they're doing. If they have an assignment where they have to go stand on the ground and the energies run down through them and up again and then up over their head, then they're placed in the feet, in the ankles, and in areas that will, and they're short. They don't stay. They'll give you an implant that will be activated for a short period of time. Why? Because it would really hurt you later, you know, to be walking around with them. It's kind of like having heavy boots on. If you're not at the place that's, if the decimals of where you're going to be standing are programmed into the crystal, therefore, you do the work. It's temporary and upward and onward. Okay. So, but who decides this? This is determined by the beings that are in charge of the crystal ley lines, the crystal brotherhood, the ones that are in alignment with the transmutation process through crystalline frequency, has nothing to do with spiritual training. I want to get that really, really straight. This is a separate, you can't even be asked to participate unless you have already gone through your spiritual training. This is not something that is, you will never be asked to do this until you have gone through all of the spiritual training of understanding about energies and the cause and effect of energies and taking responsibility for crystal. You'll never be asked. There is no, you can't go to school for this on the earth. You have to go to school somewhere else. And then when you come to Earth, then you have the opportunity to play. Now, a lot of people don't like for me to say this because that limits how many people actually get to play. This is not an equal opportunity thing. This is specialized. It's been specialized ever since Atlantis. The safeguards that they put in were so strict for so long that there were some that just screamed and hollered and said, look, you just got to let us back in to correct this. They did make some adjustments, but they didn't do it till Athena came from the Pleiades. And because of Athena and because of her promise with the 96 women, they got a reprieve. But it didn't take long till the women fucked up. I'm sorry. Probably shouldn't have said that. Okay. But that's the truth. That is the truth. The truth of the matter is, and you wonder why women have gone through such hard times with all kinds of things, well, they brought it on themselves. And I could go on for 30 minutes about that. But anyway, back to the implants. So, we're coming up on 2012. And that may or may not be a game changer. A lot of things have not been decided. The Earth is still making choices. The ETs are still making choices. How far are they going to help in certain places? They are, however, and this is the good news, they are responsible for the implants they place in people. Therefore, if they are responsible for the implants, they're responsible for the people. They got caught on that one. So that means there will be those that will be whisked away really quick at times of disaster. Now, you've heard about, you know, the lift up. That isn't for everyone. That's just for those that they've taken up on themselves to give them implants. And the reason they have the implants is because they're on the play. They've earned the right to be on the play. And they can't take their family with them. They can't take anybody with them unless part of their family is part of it. So we have a lot of, you know, there's legends and all kinds of stories about the rapture, you know. Well, that got messed with, but that's the truth of the matter is, if they put an implant in you, the good news is that when all hell breaks loose, you're out of here. Back aboard. And also, that means you've been cloned. You've been cloned. There's another one just like you. And you will get to go live somewhere else if the planet is not inhabitable anymore. You will continue on as you are in your physical body, and your aging process will stop wherever that is. It will stop. Boom. Now, they took Dag Hammarskjöld back in the... I don't remember what year they took him. He was a United Nations ambassador or something. And he just disappeared one day. And when I was in Aruba, and they were showing me the underground base there, they presented him to me. And he had not aged a day. Not one day. They're going to present him to the world at the right time. He has agreed to be part of, when they get ready to do this huge thing that's coming, everybody will pay attention. Why? Because they know he disappeared. They never found the body. And guess what? Here he is now. So, he was implanted. He had the blood crystals from Atlantis. He was on the program. He agreed to it. And also, there was an assassination attempt that was planned to take him out. And the only way they could save him was to abort him and take him and put him in the underground base. Whole nother thing. Okay, back to the implants. Crystal implants. There are crystal mines here in Arkansas that have, there are designations, there are places where different species have their codes. There are the Pleiadians, the Sirians, Arcturians, Centaurians. There's seven. I'm kind of going blank on the other ones, right? There's seven groups that work together with the Crystal Brotherhood. And the Zetas are excluded. They have not been allowed. every time they try to come and hijack any of the information they're dealt with. So we don't have to worry about the Zetas getting a hold of the crystal information. It's off limits to them, and any time a Zeta ever picks one of them up, they just fry. So they've learned not to touch them. It's almost like a cattle prod. So they can't play. Same with the reptilians. Reptilians cannot play with crystal. Cannot be around it. Not the ones that are coded. Okay, artificial intelligence implants. There is a kindergarten school that they've set up for certain souls that are in spiritual training that are allowed to have artificial intelligence implants. And they're the worker bees for the crystal masters that are on the planet. And they're given these implants in order to facilitate holding a spot. Like they'll buy a restaurant, or they'll buy a hotel, or they'll buy a rock shop, or they'll be custodians of places where they'll be needed later for something. They don't go out and advertise or be able to say they function on a whole different level. But they are given things, and they are monitored, and one day they may be called to go someplace for a weekend and do nothing but just stand by a tree. You never know where this implant is going to, you know, kick in. And sometimes they have voices attached to them. It'll hook up to their higher mind or to their subconscious, to their ears, and they'll hear this voice that'll tell them to do something. And they'll think it's God, and so they obey. You know, it's a kindergarten school of obedience to crystal. Okay, that's kind of what I call it. So. And there's different levels of that. And most of these people are in their spiritual training, but they'll never be asked to do anything more than that. There's not a graduation for them to go and do higher work in this lifetime. Now, in another lifetime, they may get to the first grade. Or they, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're only coded to do that particular thing for... It's like when Jesus came. When Jesus came, they prepared 500 years in advance of who was going to make his shoes, who was going to make his clothes, who was going to cook his food. They had to have bloodlines all ready, set, go. I mean, the whole thing was just, talk about immaculate conception. So was everybody involved. That's how intricate of planning it was. Well, same thing with this. So there's artificial intelligence that will be placed and certain people. Now, when you get to a degree, you go through kindergarten 1 through 12, and then you graduate from high school and graduate through college, and you're right up there, and you know the very next lifetime that you do, once you get out of body and you get to see what your grade was, that's when they'll put you in crystal mastership. That's when you get to play. But it takes a very, very long time through evolutions of behavior, choices, integrity. They designed it from Atlantis, so Atlantis would never happen again. You got to understand that when that happened, that they had to really get very strict with their rules and regulations. So much so that they put Capricorn in charge, Saturn in charge. Saturn. 26 Capricorn rules the crystal grid. Why is that? Oh, hello. I mean, they threw the gauntlet down and went, you know what? We're going to use this frequency, and that's what our gonger is. Okay? Does that match or what? I love it. Okay. So, the Native American Indians, this area, artificial intelligence, the different degrees of spiritual... worker bees that come along, and we call them light workers. See, the light workers, they're on their spiritual path of helping galactic workers. And I'm just saying it that way so that there will be a distinction. Because because Spiritual 101 and Galactic 404 are like night and day. And people that think they can place Galactic 404 have to have an strong understanding about Spiritual 101 and Spiritual 404 before they ever are asked to play at another level. Now, there are imposters, and there are tricksters, and there are coyotes, and there are reptilians, and there are other species that try to mix it up and really create some havoc. And one of the ways they've done it, they have taken bloodlines carrying these crystal implants, and they've mated with reptilian bloodline. So they think they can piggyback this deal. So then harmonics had to be set, and the things that happened like August 20th of last month. Remember when I said, well, some of those bloodlines aren't on the planet anymore? They've been taken out. Those that were given implants and those that were watched over this last 19 years, if they had any reptilian bloodline, even as far back as whenever, if one ever slipped in overnight and impregnated anybody and put their seed there, as of August 20th, there was an eraser. People got up, woke up, and went, oh my God, I can't remember my husband. I don't know if I have any kids or not. I don't know who am I. I mean, a lot of stuff happened to a lot of people on August 20th. Why? Memory gone. If the memory's gone, so are the people. You see what I'm saying? It's like gone. There was a lot of talk about whether that was going to be allowed or not. A lot of discussion. I think we've had at least 5 or 6 Teton meetings where that was discussed to the point of people left the meeting. Okay. People got really upset about that. They said, well, we're going to leave some people behind. Yeah, but you had to look at where the planet was going. What the planet, where we were headed with the technology, who was in charge, all the different factions. They finally decided if we don't take a certain bloodline off this planet, we may not have a planet. So it was a hard decision. It was easy for me, but it was hard for them. Okay, I've been here before. I knew what was at stake. So I just, I stayed after it. And the Emerald Ray was very important in this whole decision. The Emerald Ray, the Pleiadians, Athena, the 96, our little group, we stood tall at every meeting about this. Why? Because it was our bloodlines that got interloped. It was our bloodlines that got messed with. And we didn't mind scrubbing them. Some of the women that made those decisions, they're not with us anymore. They can't even play. They were taken out, off somewhere else. So I'm ready for questions.
Okay, now just to clarify, you're talking only about crystal implants, right?
I'm talking only about crystal implants.
And this has nothing to do with the metallic kind you see on the internet, right?
That'll be another subject. Only crystal implants.
And are the crystal implants hereditary?
Are they hereditary? Yes, they are. Mostly, that's how it's done.
So they don't have to keep repeating the process for each generation.
They don't need to keep revisiting because you're born with it. This is your natural state. And your rites of passage are coded in your blood crystals. Once they're activated, here's the next key. They're activated to your astrological chart because they're timed with 25, 26, 27 degrees. All crystal implants have the coding. There's other codings that match, which we'll go into later. You know what they are. But that's the resonant field of the crystal implant in the blood that matches the body. You see, they had to code in a number, mathematical number, in order for the spin to come and activate. And that's how astrology works.
So there has to be a quantitative, finite point to activate it.
There has to be a finite point.
Okay, we have a question from across the room concerning the Emerald Ray, Athena and the 96, and the Teton meetings that you were referring to earlier.
Okay. The question was, I mentioned Athena and the 96 and another group in the Teton meetings.
Yeah, the Emerald Ray.
Emerald Ray. Okay, okay. Okay, in the I was talking about five or six Teton meetings where we were in great discussion over the scrubbing of the bloodlines, and there is and are and always will be an attendance from Athena and the 96. Now, the original 96, not all of them are on the planet. Their bloodlines are on the planet, and their representation always happens at the Tetons. And so when the Emerald Ray is activated, and the Emerald Ray is part of, you know, when the souls come out of body or even come in person, there's this giant Emerald Ray computer in the center of this great circular place inside the mountain in Wyoming. And the first thing you have to do is take your emerald bath. In other words, the souls come and they go through that emerald ray computer, and they come out as a hologram, and everyone can see you then as you are. So that when you see that person, you know, later on, you go, I know you. Where did I see you before? That's that kind of memory. So, and there's certain groups of Athena and the 96 that show up that have to do with René Lachapelle, Peru, then they've all these different experiments. They're all the bloodlines are attached. So are all the bloodline crystals. Does that answer it?
No.
She was asking about something that she didn't quite hear about another group that you had mentioned along with that group.
Crystal Brotherhood? There's the Crystal Sisterhood. Okay, the Crystal Sisterhood is different than the Crystal Brotherhood. Only because of the way the spin of the quartz is in the bloodline. See, there's the male crystal in your blood, and there's the female crystal in your blood. And then there's the male-female together in one body, which makes you androgynous. I mean, I could just probably go on for a while about this, but basically, the crystal beings are being activated now, and there's going to be another flurry of quartz crystal information happening all over the planet. Arkansas here is going to be another place where I know a lot of mines have been shut down. They're going to be reopened. There's going to be, people are going to require it. See, before, it was required because the Japanese came in here and they wanted it for their computers. Well, now computers are made. They have a synthetic quartz that they use now in computers, so they don't really have to use the quartz out of the mines anymore, which is good news for the quartz and the devic beings that live there, because before it was murder, really strong murder. But like stripping the rainforest. They were stripping the crystal mines. And, yeah.
Okay, now you said if you were part of this assignment, you have a clone. Where is it and why is it?
Okay, if you're on this assignment, you have a clone. Okay. The reason that they've cloned everybody that's on these assignments is because at any given moment, something could happen to where, you see, it's almost like Noah's Ark all over again. They've got the bloodlines and the people and the clones ready if they have to evacuate and go to the other parallel Earth just like this one. And so it would be a matter of, you know, say we had this huge atomic explosion or a meteor hit this planet, something would happen that would cause this planet to disintegrate, then everything would be shifted automatically to the other planet.
And when we reach the end of our natural lives, what do they do with the clones?
They they live on. We get to live on. When we die here, then the clones get to live on.
Then live on with whose soul?
Sometimes we'll inhabit our own clones.
And is their life cycle the same as ours?
Oh, is the clone's life cycle the same as ours? No, it's not. By then, what they do, they give you a shot. The shot is determined. This is tricky. The shot's determined by the soul's request about how much they want to do and how much they want to experience and what their natural state and their rites of passage are. And if they have to turn around and take care of all these other people they've left behind, that determines how long they live. And that one. Because you see, they can drop that one, go get another one, and start a new clone. So they live forever. It's just a degree of which body you want. No, really, it's kind of sick in a way, but...
Well, you have to have backup.
You have to have... This is the Atlantean design. You can't imagine how long it took them to put this together. Why? They said, never again. And you know what? I really feel sorry for those poor bastards that were the scientists that brought this to an end in Atlantis, because they've had no peace in their souls, with 33 always on their ass, constantly navigating, prodding them, making sure that, you know, they don't get one eyelash in an era where they can do any kind of harm or damage. I mean, they'll have them as women, they'll have them scrubbing floors, you just can't imagine the lifetimes they put them through. Then one day, they give them the opportunity to be a scientist again. And that's the real test. And it's like, they're hovering around, so... You know how it is when you sit and you're trying to do something and everybody's looking at you and you can't do it? Well, that's what they said. Well, it's either this or nothing. You either have us on you, or you can't do it at all. Yeah. And here are your choices. You know, of course, after they scrub the floors as a woman for a few lifetimes, let me tell you, they don't mind people hovering. Or some other capacity. Yeah, right. 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 Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And just for the record, how long has it been since Atlantis went down?
There were three different times Atlantis had upheavals. The last one, the one that was the biggest, was 12,498 years ago. They say it's 10,000. It's 12,000. And the Pleiadians, they're the ones that had to push the button. See, there was a button that had to be pushed. There was a whole plan, and they were the ones that had to finally make that decision. That's why they've taken up on themselves to be in charge of the rest of the experiments. That, you see, the ones that were in charge have to be now responsible for the next set. That's just the way it is. That's why it's their turn. And throughout the time, see, they've put the different programs in place so that when they got ready to jump the planet to an evolutionary state, all the programs would come back that they put in place. They all started with Atlantis. That's why in some of these sessions I've had with people, and I'm finding all these wonderful souls that came out of the France and René La Chateau and the Jesus experiments, they're all tied to Atlantis. And now I really get it. because that's where it really, that's where Never Again happened. But now, and then they, but they had to run everybody through these other spiritual tests. It's like a lot of souls from Atlantis had to start over. A lot of them didn't. Okay. Question from the audience.
How do or can electromagnetics interfere with your crystal implants?
Oh. There is a basic matrix of a crystal implant. It is it's resonance, it's harmonics, and it functions very much like a computer of its own. So when you have an outside energy like microwave, the microwave fractures the blood crystals, fractures them. Now they'll reduplicate, but when they reduplicate, they might not look the same. It's a crapshoot.
Like it just might not be the same the second time around.
That's right. So, but so let me tell you what's been going on. Remember when I say been up overnight? You can't imagine how many are lifted up, given shots, and recalibrated only because of cell phone towers.
So they have to run damage control all the time because of cell phone towers?
All the time. They're running damage control all the time. Especially the crystal workers, the crystal masters on the planet that are responsible for Never Again Atlantis, you know, and their worker bees. The worker bees, the light workers of the starseed and the crystal masters, they all have, that they all get their shots. Some more than others. And there's certain, now there's certain technology that are being brought forth, like some of the Tesla, like the pad. There's also things you can, there's also things that you can drink in order to reestablish your blood crystals. And we're finding those little at a time.
So today, September 5th, 2011, we are continuing this discussion on crystal implants. And I have some more questions. You had said that the scientists involved in the misuse of power had a particular program that they had to go through. Can you tell us more about what happened to those mad scientists responsible for the termination of Atlantis?
Well, they were given governors, and a lot of them turned themselves into the council saying, you know, we need to turn ourselves over to beings that will make sure that we never do this again. Then there were others that went and chose to have experiences on their own through their own spiritual development, which would run for thousands of years before they could ever come back and ever be given the opportunity to play with power at that level again. So there's a lot of them that went to other planets to have their spiritual training, and then there are those that are still on the planet. But the Council of 33 would take each scientist, each person, and they would track them through the bloodlines and through their advancement on the planet, and make sure that they would never be in a position to turn loose their technology records or their misuse of power of the crystal. So in these crystal implants, part of the coating was designed and set with DNA patterns that would also alert starseed on the planet when some of these beings were in their presence. They would kind of just wake up and start hovering over these beings and make sure that they did not want to take this technology and misuse it. So there was a double-edged sword with the crystal implants. They had many different properties. Especially, say, if there's a group of starseed that incarnates time and time again, and then they throw one of these scientists in the middle of the incarnation pattern, then it's kind of up to the starseed souls to kind of hover and be around those that have been responsible for huge atrocities. And we're also talking about evil. Evil, 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 as in Hitler evil. And some of these souls later became, of course, the Cathars that were in France. The same group. It's because they all had the allegiance and the alignment to know how responsible they had to be for their actions, for the decisions, and that millions would be in the balance of their thoughts and actions. So does that kind of clear up a couple
yeah.
of things?
Yeah. They're starseed groups who are like galactic secret service in body, and they would be in the vicinity of these scientist souls, and when they would come in contact, an activation would happen in their own DNA blood crystals to keep a tight rein and watch these souls to make sure that they didn't step off their path again. So, all in all, in the big picture, what was the original purpose of the coding of blood crystals in starseed?
Well, there's a lot of different reasons and purposes, but when you get really to the bottom end, the bottom line of all of it, it has to do with a gigantic spiritual conspiracy that's happening on the planet. It's silent. It runs deep. It's embedded in the crystal implants and the bloodlines. It works through the love vibration, through the frequency, through the heart. And these are stationed all over the planet. And this is a silent revolution that is happening. It is like the drumbeat with the planet. It's the drumbeat of the starseeds, of the walk-ins, the light workers, all the different harmonics that are playing in resonance. At a very, very low-key, you don't see them on television. They're not publicly known. They are silent, and they do their work. They're at Walmart, they're in libraries, they're in schools. They're on buses and trains and airplanes and airports. They're everywhere. They're everywhere. And they get ignited and they get lifted up in their frequencies on certain days. And on these certain days that happen, when their harmonics just kind of turn on, it's a glow that starts happening all over the planet. And this is the spiritual conspiracy that's happening, unbeknownst to a lot of conscious beings on the planet. Even the Cabal, even the Zetas, even other species that have a most difficult time trying to stop a lot of agendas that they're not in favor of, have to really contend with and work with the silent submarines of the starseed, because they're constant, they're everlasting. They can put a love ET human galactic combination frequency in motion, and it's the kind of energy that can topple governments, that can bring down evil on the planet once they're synchronized. And here's the thing, they don't have to be conscious that they're doing it. That's what the crystal implants agenda is basically all about. It is the silent runners of frequency. Even when you don't know you're doing it anyway.
It's a giant insurance program.
It is.
For the evolution and uplifting of a civilization.
That's right. It is a galactic 404 code that takes in spiritual 101, brings it up to level, activates it on the masses, and moves forward toward evolution.
Well, thank you, Lavendar. I'm sure this helps explain to a lot of starseed who are searching for their missions. And the truth of the matter is that they're already doing it automatically just by being alive and adhering to a code of alignment.
And the code of alignment goes with these two phrases, and you've heard me say them so often. Leave the planet better than you found it. And also
leave people better than you find them in relationships. When you have a relationship with someone and it goes badly, stop for a moment and think, how can I leave them better than I found them? Although I'm leaving, I need to leave them better than I found them. Take a little extra time when you get ready to dissolve a relationship. And if something goes terribly, terribly wrong, at least try to figure out a way to reconnect for at least 5 seconds to change the spin. And as far as the environment on the planet goes, there are so many beings on the planet that are attuned to raising, not only raising the consciousness, but the energy fields of the rocks, trees, devas, and all the other interdimensional beings that are responsible for keeping the earth balanced. So even if we have catastrophes and disasters and a lot of other things happening simultaneously on the planet, there's still this silent code that comes in, lifts the wave up, and distributes through the love, heart, frequency of ET and human alliance. Don't ever forget that.
Well, Lavendar, I told you, boys and girls, to hold on to your galactic hat. That was just incredible information, and thank you so much for bringing it to us. We have some callers with questions, and if you have a comment or anything that you want to join us on the air with, you need to press 1 on your keypad so that we know you want to come on the air. And first of all, we are going to talk to Ralph. Hello, Ralph. You're on the air.
Hi. Good evening. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Well, great. Oh, fantastic. Really great information, even though it was taken some time ago, still apropos right now. My question is, do any of the members of the families of the Illuminati have crystal implants?
Yes, they do.
Okay. And how does one know, how can you find out if you have a crystal implant?
Well, you mean like scientifically proven, or what? How are you asking this?
Well, okay, I was just wondering if you think you have one. I mean, how do you know for sure if you do or not? Is there any way of finding out, or
well,
you just either know or you don't know?
We don't have the technology here. It has not been, let's put it this way, there are technologies that can tell, but that has not been released to the government or to our people to turn around and test for it.
Okay. And
now they have that inside the Tetons, of course.
Oh, okay. And the last question is, if we have a soul contract, right, and we have this implant, and somewhere along the line we decide that we don't want to play anymore, and do we still have a free will to opt out, or just have to follow the program that you've kind of been giving with the implant?
Well, there's several soul contracts. The soul contracts that are bound and pledged to never be broken, first of all, that's not part of free will. So it's like there's a lot of contracts that were made through the spiritual religious Christianity times that I call them non-authentic, because if they don't have the free will to change their mind when they leave body, then that's not really an alignment that will stay true to any of the other extraterrestrial experiments, especially the ones from Atlantis. It's very tricky, Ralph, very tricky.
Okay.
But I know of several that go in and out of many, many lifetimes with contract after contract after contract. But you always have free will to say, you know what, I just don't want to play there anymore. And sometimes when you have a cosmic bank account that's so full of wonderful mastership lifetimes, it will erase those contracts for you, and you don't have to fulfill them.
Oh, Well, wow, thank you very much. And oh, real quick, did you think of any of the drinks that you said you mentioned something about some drinks that will help recalibrate the implants? Did you think of any of the drinks that were available right now?
Drinks like.
Right. Yeah, you were talking about some of the Tesla technologies, like the pad and some other liquid something that you could take that would.
You know, I had that. Yes, there. Our friend Jim Graypack actually sent me something, and I don't know where I put it, but I remembered looking at it, saying, "Oh, there's one of those drinks that can do that."
Well, maybe
you know, if I can't find that, Ralph.
And just and send Ralph an email about that.
Yeah.
But
okay.
I do want to make a comment, though, on some of your questions, Ralph. In this 3D lifetime, in this personality that you have developed just, you know, as Ralph, not as a galactic being, if you want to sit down and say, I don't want to play, you might be able to withdraw from the contract for this lifetime, and then when you get out of body, and correct me if I'm wrong, Lavendar, when you get out of body, you could say, okay, you know, I just couldn't handle it then because of circumstances, and but then you would pick it back up again.
Yeah, that's true. Very true.
Okay.
Yeah, so, and as far as discovering the crystal implants, couldn't you track them, Lavendar, through astrology? If someone has the certain galactic markings, and I'm sure that you can put those markings together with people, it's kind of a reverse engineering. You look at the circumstances of your life, you look at the activations, you look at what your consciousness level, you look at your planets, and all that can add up. Kind of tracking it backwards that way to say that, okay, then there are crystal implants there.
Yes, that is one way that I have found of tracking these galactic experiments on the planet. That's how I've done it. But as far as a technology that would actually measure it, you know, I mean, they have technologies aboard ship where they can take the blood and track it back thousands of years to see exactly, you know, the origin. I mean, you just can't imagine the technologies they have to track things. But we don't have that here. That's in our society. But they do have it inside the Tetons when they come. They have those technologies, and the beings that they take in body inside the Tetons, those are actually used on them, and they test their bloodlines and their crystal implant alignments every time they come. So yes, mm-hmm. Yeah,
right. And it's not an implant like, you know, you can go on the internet and see pictures of you know, little triangular or you know, tiny little hair like implants that people get removed you know, medically. We're not talking about that kind at all. We're talking about a microscopic little piece of like a crystal chip, like would be in a radio or a computer or a watch, only microscopic, and it is actually in the DNA and has been replicated down since the time of Atlantis. So, and they can see the DNA and they just call it junk because they don't know what it is.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate you answering
okay.
my question. I could go on. I have lots of questions, but I'm going to allow some other folks to come on. I'm sure they have questions too. But that's a really fascinating subject. I hope we can talk about it again. So thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling, Ralph. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. Well, next we are going to talk to Joseph. Hello, Joseph. You're on the air with Lavendar, Anastasia, Thierry,
hello.
And Ariel.
This is, you've outdone yourselves. I mean, this is the most amazing show that I've heard since I've been listening.
Thank you.
I'm,
Thank you. Lavendar.
Thank you. And Lavendar, my love for you knows no bounds. I mean, you are just such a gift. Wow. I received something from our friend Julie Lohr that I want to send you, and I got her permission to do so. It's about the 13 signs of the zodiac, and I read it and I started shaking all over. She has such clear information. And she said, yes, of course, if you think Lavendar would like it. And I said, oh, I think she'd be interested. So I'm sitting here surrounded by all my crystals, but the ones that are glowing the most, interestingly enough, are the tiny ones from the Giza Plateau that you gave me. They're really activated in all this. So there's nothing I can say except, I would say to Ralph, when you started talking about how can you tell, my eyes crossed and my head felt like it was going to explode. And if it gets any more severe than that, I don't think I want to know about it.
I hear you. And by the way, do the Giza crystals I sent you, do they ever change color? I've been getting emails from people that say the Gizas that I have sent them are now changing colors, like pink and lavender
yep.
and indigo colors, and I'm very surprised to hear that. And that's a new one, okay?
Yeah, and of course, you know, I placed half of them in our magnificent hot springs up here, and everybody in town the next day, so I'm just walking around looking at each other like, do you know what's going on? So anyway, I mean, I could talk to you forever, but just thank you so much. And I will, if you would like, I'll send you that piece of Julie's because it's really fascinating.
Please email it to me, okay?
Well,
and how are your eyes doing, Joseph?
Oh my gosh, that's the other thing. I received today my Colorado driver's license, and to get it, I had to go through a full eye test, and I made 100%.
Oh, great.
Woohoo!
Well, so a year ago, you were almost blind, right?
Yes. Oh, the funny thing is, because I had to go to Durango to get get my eyes tested, and I'd gone there last year, and I didn't pass. So I went back, and the woman there said, well, did you bring that piece of paper I gave you last year? I couldn't believe she remembered me. And I said, well, I brought all this information from the VA. And she said, oh, I can't accept that. It has to be from a doctor here in Colorado. And I said, well, and the other woman who'd been helping me, she said, well, just give him the eye test and see. She said, but he has macular degeneration, as if that's the end of the road. And when I made 100 on it, she just looked at me and shook her head, and she said, give him his license.
Well, see what all the great work that you did, and by taking that vitamin D3 that Catherine told you about and all the other things that we've worked with you on, it's just a miracle. That's what it is, just a miracle.
It is a miracle, but it's a miracle anyone can, you know, acquire if they just are willing to persist and do what we did. You know,
yeah.
I'd be glad to talk to anybody because I'm sitting here right now. There's nothing in this, my, you know, line of vision that I can't see absolutely in perfect detail.
That's wonderful, Joseph. And by the way, Belva is in the hospital in Colorado Springs. They came up, the ambulance came up and had to go through the fire to take her to the hospital. And I'm still waiting to hear more about her condition, but she's got congestive heart failure and her feet have turned black. So we all need to think of her and send her the Emerald Ray at some port.
Absolutely.
Okay.
I wish she could be somewhere else, but I guess that's exactly where she's supposed to be. The pictures that have come out of there are just, I mean, you just can't believe anything, that much destruction could be going on, but it is, so.
Yeah. Well, I thought about the fire that happened in your apartment house some months back.
I have been in a fire mode for several months now.
No.
And, of course, it's all about cleansing and purification. I mean, that's very clear to me.
Yes, it is.
Yes.
Mm. So, yeah, I do want to ask everyone to send the Emerald Ray to Belva for healing and strength. And I know that she really wants to get back to her house, but with that fire there, she almost doesn't have anywhere to go.
Yeah.
She'll have the house is all over, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I'm sitting here with my emerald in my hand, and I'm generating an awful lot of energy with it, and I'm aiming it towards Colorado Springs. So,
and that's where Belva is. So think about Belva in Colorado Springs. Send her the Emerald Ray, everyone.
Sure.
And we thank you.
And thank you all for this show. This filled in so many blanks and question marks for me. It was astonishing. So onward and upward, as I've heard you say many times.
Okay. Nice talking to you, Joseph.
Thank you so much,
love.
Joseph.
Okay. Bye, dears.
Bye-bye. Well, that is just great news. Okay, we're going to take another caller, but before I pick up, I just want to remind you that if you have a question or a comment, you need to push 1 on your keypad so that we know you want to come on the air. Next, we are going to talk to Kat, and hang on a second, Kat. Okay, your mic is open. You're on the air, Kat.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi. I just wanted to say thank you so much for this show, because it's opened up so many doors and it's helped a lot as far as filling in the blanks. My question was regarding the Crystal Brother and Sisterhood.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, we hear you.
Hello?
We hear you. Did you?
Oh, sorry. I wasn't sure.
Okay.
whether or not, is it when your starseed is activated, are those that are part of that brotherhood able to activate other crystals and create rainbows within them and distribute them throughout the world? Is that how you connect with Source, I guess?
I guess I don't understand exactly. Let me just kind of explain how from lifetime to lifetime, there are souls that incarnate and work with the energetics of a crystal brotherhood or a sisterhood, depending on a male and female alignment. And you carry those through lifetime. In this lifetime, if you're aligned and have the blood serum that goes all the way back to Atlantis, then you will be carrying the crystalline energies from the brotherhood and the sisterhood. And in this lifetime, you will be connected either with souls like yourself or energies with quartz crystal or some alignment with, like, radionics, the Rife machine, the different technologies where crystals are involved. Did that answer your question?
Sort of.
I think Kat, she was wanting to know if there was an activation with rainbow crystals connected to the brotherhood or sisterhood.
Well, more so like if you take a regular quartz crystal, okay, and whenever it comes into your energy field, automatically it creates a luminescent violet flame color, you know, rainbow.
Well, sometimes the person's soul records will activate it that way.
Okay. And does that mean they're part of the crystalline brother and sisterhood?
Yes, because it wouldn't happen otherwise, would it?
Thank you.
Right.
Thank you.
Right. Yeah.
Right. It's like the key that unlocks only one door.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you.
Thanks for calling in, Kat. Good to hear from you.
Thank you. You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay. well, we don't have anybody else with a question at this moment, so if you do have a comment that you'd like to make, we do have some time for a few more questions, so you need to press 1 on your keypad.
Well, I just want to say that that was fabulous, Lavendar. That was absolutely, I was just captivated. I want to hear it again and again. And I'm really glad that that was on tonight. That was just wonderful stuff. It's depthy, and I think every time we hear you talk about that, many people are going to gain new things from it. And it's just an amazing, it expands the mind, and I really feel that it sets off triggers in a lot of people. I think just listening to you, Lavendar, talk about that is awakening a lot of people. Just listening about it. It is multidimensional, and it creates within the mind. It softens the ego and opens the spirit and the energetic body to all of these codes and triggers that assist with the awakening. So I don't think we can hear about that too much.
Well, thank you. And, you know, there are, talk about time capsules. There's different activations that happen when the planets are 25, 26, 27 degrees, and they have to do with the either eraser of some of the experiments on the planet that are coming to an end, and we're looking at 2012 as being a place where a lot of them do end, but then a lot of them get restarted again. So I look at the equinoxes and the solstices. I especially look at August 20th. August 20th is a huge, huge anniversary date for a huge upliftment for all of these crystalline serums that are in the bloodlines. That I know for sure.
Wow.
That they are using that particular frequency to help align the evolutionary state for the indigos and the crystal children that are on the planet now and those that are coming.
That's just great. That's so encouraging. This is going to help these people a lot.
That's right.
In their paths. So that's fantastic. August 20th.
August 20th, yeah.
Okay. August 20th, when the sun is at galactic degree.
Right.
In Leo. And,
at 26 Leo, yeah.
At 26 Leo.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
also, I mean, activations will happen, especially if you have that in your natal chart, or progressed, but especially if it's in your natal chart, activations may happen to take you to the next level and the next level. But as we were talking about earlier, Lavendar, that sometimes it takes a few weeks for those things to actually manifest in the third dimension. The activation can happen, but the result of it may be a little time delayed.
Here's the thing about Atlantis in August 20th. The opposition of 26 Leo is 26 Aquarius, and that is the mark of Atlantis.
Oh.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. So it's still August harmonic convergence is connected by frequency.
Right.
To Atlantis.
Right.
And we have another couple callers with questions, but I just wanted to ask you one more thing that it came to my mind. Quartz Crystals, A Celestial Point of View, is an e-book that, it was originally a hardcover book, but now it's an e-book that was transmitted to Lavendar from the Crystal Brotherhood on the Antares Arcturus Midway Station, and it really contains everything you need to know about the proper use of crystals. It's like the starseed handbook for the proper use of crystals and staying out of violation with crystals, which is
absolutely
really important.
Really, everybody needs to get to have that copy.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody listening needs to have that copy.
Okay. We are going to take another caller right now. We are going to talk to, let me get the mic open here. Diane, you're on the air with Lavendar.
Oh, hello. Can you hear me?
Hello. Yes.
Yes. I have to say, this is, my heart is beating so fast, I'm having a hard time actually talking. this is, this show has activated so much in me that it's very emotional right now. But I wanted to share something that when you started talking about the scientist that I had as working with a gentleman who had Parkinson's disease. And when I looked in, all I could see was he was like a little boy, and he had his hands on the cylinder, and he was shaking so hard trying to contain something that's why the Parkinson's, because he was working so hard to try to contain something that was going to be so destructive in this cylinder. And it was that just came to mind to me that it was someone would be that scientist. He was in that genre, and I just found that interesting, that association with Parkinson's, trying to hold it in.
Oh, and that's all right. I see the picture. Oh, yeah. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Yeah, I just found that interesting. I'm just sitting here. My chest is about to explode. I don't know how to describe it, but I feel like I'm just going to explode.
Well, just go jump in the shower with a box of salt, and it'll calm down.
Definitely. Definitely.
Right.
But just really, really appreciate everything, and I just wanted to share that with you. So
okay,
thank you so much for everything. Yes,
bye-bye. Okay.
Thanks, Diane. Bye-bye. Okay, well, we have another call, and Nick, you are on the air. Is this our friend?
Yes, it is.
Yes, this is the Nick we know. Okay.
It's the Nick you know, the Tesla patent attorney, as Lavendar likes to call me. Very interesting show, of course. I was a very happy recipient of a number of these starseed crystals, and I have three of them that I carry in my wallet at all times, so they're always with me. But what I really found interesting was there was a picture that keeps coming up on the computer of a little triangular piece made with three crystals, and that is exactly the first thing I did when I originally got the crystals, and it looks exactly like the picture, just with that, you know, with the one with the little small toothpick.
Right.
So,
on our website, there's a picture of three Giza crystals, and the toothpick is in there just for size reference to show you how tiny they are. And Lavendar, do you want to explain what happens when you put them in formation?
Yes. Well, what happens when you take three Giza crystals and put them in triangular form, and usually I like to put them over a black cloth so you can see them, they create a standing columnar wave that starts resonating, say, from your bedroom, or from, you know, let's say it's by your bed. And it's like a fireman's pole, and it goes straight up into, it just goes infinity. I mean, it just goes straight out there. And this is the energy that a lot of angelic forces and some extraterrestrial beings will use to come and visit in your bedroom, or start sending different frequencies that will shoot out at whatever is needed at the time. They could be healing. Well, and Ariel, you've got a story that you might want to tell about the lady that her arm healed.
Right. Well, this is just a little tidbit of a story that is so intricate. But I had these Giza crystals for, I had them for 4 years, and the man that gave them to me had them for 4 years, and they came from you, from Egypt, from the Great Pyramid. And it wasn't until I met you in 1991 that I knew what to do with them, and I put them in. You told me to put them in the little triangle, and I put them by my bed. And the lady that lived up in the apartment upstairs had a broken arm from a car wreck, and it wasn't healing. And they were talking about, we're going to have to do the screws and the pins, and she was just really miserable. And she was laying on the couch all day, just, you know, zoned out in front of the TV. And the couch was right above my nightside bedside table where these crystals were. And within days, her arm was healed enough that she didn't need the pins. And the corn plant that was right beside the couch bloomed. I've never seen a corn plant with a flower on it. And then the, you know, the eagle came and all kinds of things happened. But I have to say, though, that after a while I had to move them because the energy was, I couldn't sleep. It was just too, it was too loud, too much energy to actually get into a good sleep. So I had to move them away from my sleeping area. But, and you carry them, do you carry them, Nick, in your wallet in formation?
No, they're not in formation, but, you know, that's a great idea. I need to do it that way.
Well,
I just had three of them. Not,
you might not be able to sit down.
Well, you never know. It's been interesting. I've noticed a lot of energetic changes lately, and like this morning I woke up and I could hardly feel my body. It was, the density was gone, and you know, when I touched something, I could feel what I was touching, or if I touched my leg, I could feel it. But as soon as I let go and just got into a quiet space, it was like I was just in the ether somewhere. So,
well,
so things are happening.
Have you checked your thumbs?
No.
Because the Teton meetings are going on, and they are taking 144,000 souls every 45 minutes, beaming them, transporting them etherically, for the most part, to the Grand Tetons for the meetings, for programming, for assignments, for updates, upgrades, resets, whatever their purpose is for having you there. And one of the ways that you can track that is by checking for little tiny, tiny, tiny red marks, which are where you got your shots of non-remembrance. So you might want to be checking yourself out, and because to me that's just way too coincidental that you woke up like that this morning and the Teton meetings are in, you know, full steam.
Well, yeah, I also had an experience today when I was lying down reading, and I felt this incredible surge of energy up in my top of my head. And it was like, uh-oh, well, somebody's coming, you know. So there's definitely something going on today. So
I've been having these sharp pains on my left side of my head, just like a hot poker is being stuck inside my head, and that's been going on for days.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I've been having that too. So things, well, activations
have.
Activations are occurring.
Well, great. Well, listen, it was really good to talk to you both again. Stay in the light. Keep up the good work.
Okay, stay in
touch,
Nick.
Thanks so much, Nick. Great
to hear
from
you. Thank
you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So, Anastasia, you're having the same
yes. Uh-huh.
Symptoms.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Well,
yes.
I'm sorry to hear that, but it's also kind of reassuring, Lavendar, that this is a galactic side effect of some kind.
It seems that different people are having different kinds of symptoms, but symptoms abound right now.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, yes, they do. And I wanted to bring up, if I might, real quick, that there recently was a crop circle in France. And
really?
What's fascinating about that, gals and everybody, is that it is within two circles, and there is a pyramid in the middle, which I want to talk a little bit about the pyramids, because when we talk about placing those Giza crystals in formation, we're making a pyramid, which is, of course, the same thing as creating an energetic portal of such a very high angelic frequency, which is the same, you know, it's the way we connect to the upper dimensions. And so the pyramid is very significant, a power structure. And this crop circle in France is a pyramid or a triangle, because we're not looking at it three-dimensionally or ultra-dimensionally, within two circles. And at each point of the pyramid, there are circles on each corner with a dot in the middle. And it's a fascinating thing. And I don't think that crop circles are that common in France, are they? I'm not aware of that. It occurred on the 26th of June, and it has the whole community in an uproar because you can only see it from the air. It occurred on a piece of property that was owned by an elderly woman, and all of the locals are abuzz about it. Now, I can't pronounce the name, Boigny. Does anybody know how to say that in French? Is it Boigny? Boigny?
That's a good attempt. I'm not very good with...
I wonder what part of France.
That I should have researched for you. I apologize. I'll do it until you next time.
Okay.
And I know that it's near Strasbourg and Chassy or Chassy. I don't know. I'm sorry about my French. But anyway,
we
need to find out.
We only know the cities we've been to.
Right. We don't know. I'll look, check and see if that's southern France or where that's at. But that is a pretty interesting development to have occurred. And also, I wanted to tell quickly, and I don't know a lot about it, so don't question me too much because this is high science that I'm about to tell you, is about nanoparticles being, how do I put this to you? The crystals have been discovered to be a property or a means of developing nanoparticles. The researchers at the U.S. Department of Energy's Brookhaven National Laboratory have used DNA to guide the creation of three-dimensional ordered crystalline structures of nanoparticles. And so science is working now extensively with crystalline properties, in, modeling it after DNA. Now, isn't that just fascinating? So for those people that go, huh, there might be a few people out there that aren't real familiar with what we're talking about, and I'm just here to say that science backs all that up, crystalline qualities in the blood and in the body.
Oh, wow, that is just amazing you found that, yeah.
And they found that they can self-replicate and evolve. And so they are studying this in the laboratory. Maybe we'll talk about that next week. I'll pull some of that together, and maybe I can we can talk about that. But I just wanted to say that that is science. That's what they're doing in the labs now.
Oh, I'm so glad you brought – oh, that just really warms my heart to know that that science, yeah.
Well, Lavendar, you have known this for years. You have brought in this very high energy, this very high truth that to the 3D sleeping mind is, doesn't make any sense. It doesn't fit the box reality, the you know, the sleeping state. And you've paved the way and brought forth this wonderful truth that's waking people up. And now we are, I'm delighted that science supports this because you're a pioneer in bringing this out. And it's just the same thing as with Wood talked about earlier about science discovering magnetic portals. So you see, and there's a lot more that they know that they aren't telling us. So,
oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, we just have to trust our knowing and trust the truth because, like you say, energy doesn't lie, people do.
Yeah, true.
So the energy is pointing the way for us. But if you go to CropCircle.com, you'll see that formation in France.
I'm going to go look
at
that.
Yeah, I'm going to check that one out.
Which really looks crystalline to me, and it's a very simple but powerful symbol.
Interesting.
Really
cool. I mean, the fact
and
that
it happened, excuse me, after you guys went there, after you all were in France, this appeared. I don't think they're that common in France. I think it's kind of rare. And somebody can correct me. If anybody out there is knows better, please call in and let me know. But I think it's unusual.
Yeah.
Right. Well, France has got some amazing energy. And I just don't know exactly where that city is, but we'll look it up.
Maybe I can find it while we are still on the air. Let's see how quick I am. Let's see if I can find that.
Well, we actually do have just a few minutes, and if there's anybody else with a final question, we do have time for one more. You have to press one on your keypad if you have a comment to make or a question to ask.
Yes, Sierra, are you still there?
No, she's been having trouble with her phone, and I noticed just a little bit ago that she dropped off, and I don't think she's been able to get back on.
Okay.
So,
I'd like to just say real quick, if I could, don't want to take any callers' times, but tomorrow is the 4th of July. It's the day we celebrate freedom. And as Starseed, I feel that we really need to focus on our divine innate freedom. We were born free, and to utilize our meditation and our light work, our frequencies to bring freedom into this planet, into governments, to reverse some of the things that are going on. To work with the Ascended Masters and our galactic family and the angelic realms and the Source to reinforce the portals of light. We all need to do that with a focus on freedom, all are born free, not all want us to be free, but we have to come to know deeply within ourselves that we are free beings, and to exercise that freedom with our choices, and simple choices such as deciding that we're going to do our daily spiritual practice, we're going to connect, we're going to work with the energies, we're going to work with the crystals, and as Lavendar so beautifully said, leave someone else better than what we found them, leave the planet better than we found it, and stand for liberty within our beings, because as we resonate with that frequency, that is so critical to the human destiny and to the fulfillment of the experiments all the way around. We have to have freedom. Freedom was established for the evolution of humanity, and there are things that threaten freedom, encroaching at rapid rates. And so at this time, I'm going to ask all of our Starseed listeners tomorrow collectively to utilize your energy to open those gates, to bring in the light from the higher realms, and to spread it across one to the other. We're going to open up the light grid and light her up and stand for freedom within our beings. Because, you know, we can't be free unless we really deeply recognize that we are free, divinely free. And there are many around us that don't understand anything about that. But as Lavendar said, we can activate them, we can activate the frequencies, and other people don't even really need to know about it. So it's all done with light, and it's done with knowing and with the power that we each have inside. So I just wanted to pass that along. I think that's real important right now.
Yeah, and to remember that the serums that were given to us in Bloodlines from Atlantis, they turn on automatically to hold the light frequency so that we will not have the misuse of power on the planet. And it's an automatic.
I just had the vision of starseed fireworks.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
and energy.
That's great. Let's do it. Let's light up the upper spheres with our light. That's wonderful.
Yeah, that's what we're
okay.
We'll be doing.
Tomorrow we're going to have a starseed fireworks display in the ethers all across the planet, holding that freedom ray, and
wow,
stand in your own
fantastic
light to do that. Yes.
Do we want
well,
to set a time, or do we want to just let people do it at random?
Just do it at random, whenever you feel like just thinking about it.
Okay. Well,
just
I'm
hold
in.
It. There we go. Okay, me okay. too. Well, we just have a few minutes, and we have two more people with questions, so let's just try to see if we can answer those questions. Hello, Helen. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, yes. Yeah, hi, this is Helen, Colorado, Idaho Springs. What I have is, it's not a question, it's something I wanted to share that happened to me. I'll make it quick because I know we're running out of time. It's something that happened to me back in May 22nd, a couple of days right after Pleiadian lineup. But when I was an astral body, when I went out of body, I went outside and I looked up into the sky and there was the Pleiades and I heard a chant coming from it. And what's unbelievable is that I can remember it verbatim. So if you'd like, with your permission, I can sing it because I feel like I'm not supposed to keep it to myself.
Okay, do
so,
it.
What? Okay, I'm going to share it.
Okay.
It goes like this. Oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, Janko Lango Lam. Oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, Chanko Lango Lam. And you got to sing it in threes. Oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, oh, Hanasia, Chanko Lango Lam. Like that. And,
wow.
Beautiful.
Yeah, thank you.
Beautiful.
Yeah,
that was great.
That was good.
But, yeah, I had to release that to you. And what ended up happening to me is in astral form, I kept saying to myself, well, I got to go back inside and wake up my body so I can write this down. And then what ended up happening to me is I had a false awakening, and I thought I was awake, and then some signals told me that I wasn't, that I was still out in astral form. And I went back outside, and I looked up, and the same song started playing again.
Wow.
Right from the Pleiades.
Wow. And
wow.
To be able to remember it is such a gift. And you put
thank
that
you
out there on the air tonight. That's fantastic.
Absolutely.
Well, I feel I feel the fellow star seeds, all of us should know about it. So.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
Right. Well, great. Thank you so much for sharing that, Helen.
Thank you.
And it's forever preserved in our archives.
Excellent. That's what I wanted.
Okay. Well,
right.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Take care.
Good night.
Bye.
Okay, well, we just have a few minutes, but we are going to try to get one more caller because it is Felipe. Hello, sweetie. You're on the air.
I'm the last minute caller, huh?
Yes, you are.
Well, I know we don't have much time, even though this 3D linear time is so limited, to express so much gratitude to all of you and to all the family, because, I mean, every time we come together, you know, the frequency of the vibration goes sky high, and we cannot even put in words the appreciation, the kindness, the love, the brotherhood that sparks deep within ourselves. So I'm just thrilled and in awe of the privilege to have come together and meet you back on, after lifetime after lifetime. So my heart goes out to you all, and I'm just know that there's a saying that it just hits me in my heart every single day, that all is well regardless. So I thank you. I mean, I could have like maybe 100 questions at least. but anytime I have questions, somehow the answers come through, trickle by trickle, you know, from the higher spheres and the higher dimensions and our higher selves and the galactic family. So actually there are no questions, you know. It's just everything is where it's supposed to be. Everything is pretty much perfect, you know. Nothing is off. There's no good and evil. Everything is the light from source, and that's the bottom line. So it's just been quite a ride, quite a roller coaster ride, ever since we separated from Source, and now it's just we're on our way back home, and that's my longing, to just make it back home safely, you know.
Well, we will all be there, and thank you so much, Felipe. That was so well said, so heartfelt, and yes, truth does know its own source. Thank you so much for calling, sweetie.
Oh, thank you for you all, and bless your heart, and my deepest gratitude and love for you all, for being who you are, because I really feel the family and the brotherhood present in my heart every single day, even though we don't connect on this 3D level, but up in the, you know, subtle, I can feel your presence and your kindness and your support. So thank you very much from the bottom of my heart to you all. And Lavender, you know it.
Well.
Thank you, Felipe.
Thank you so much, Felipe. And we appreciate your calling in, and we feel the same way. So thank you.
Thank you. Have a nice, wonderful evening. And just, I'm with it. It couldn't be better said, like Anastasia put it, for tomorrow. The freedom is not about, you know, this 3D freedom. It talks about the deepest.
The real thing. The real
Exactly. Yeah. So thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Thank you, and have a happy holiday. Bye-bye.
Likewise. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Well, I guess we're out of time.
Yes, we are out of time. Just enough time to thank everyone listening for tuning in. We're here every Tuesday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time. And, of course, you can always catch the show in the archives if you missed any part of it. We want to thank Chris for handling the switchboard tonight. And on behalf of Lavendar, Anastasia, and Sierra, this is Ariel Taylor saying thank you so much for tuning in. And see you next week, everyone. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Good night.
You've been listening to Starseed Radio Academy. Visit our website at www.starseedhotline.com.